Hi. I'm back. And I was a very, very bad girl. Very bad girl. I took off all of my clothes. All of them. All three things. off with the cutoffs. Off with the panties, which, for those of you who are wondering, are just black cotton. I'm just relaxing at home. That's what I'm most comfortable in. But it doesn't matter, because they're gone too. And I was extra bad. I went downstairs and I got more chocolate. Yeah, so I'm feeling good. You feeling good? I'm feeling great. I love orgasms on pot. Oh, fuck. Everything's intensified. Which I'm sure if I don't fall asleep, you will hear. Oh, man. When is COVID gonna be over? I wonder how long it will take before things have gone back to normal. I know it's not gonna be soon, but I'm just thinking about, you know, what. How it would be nice to go back to a time when, you know, you didn't have to wear masks to meet someone, and you didn't have to fear for your life if they kissed you or you kissed them. Because I fully expect to find my guy, my man, let's say man. It's a big difference. Guys are, you know, guys. But to be able to say my man. Kimmy, you're my man. Oh, I love that. You would be so spoiled. You would come home from work every day and I would have dinner made and the house spotless and the kids all asleep, all of them magically poof asleep, so there must be a baby gate on the stairs because I'm in the kitchen naked except for my slutty red slingback shoes that I only wear for this purpose because I know you love them. And an apron. Yeah, every day. Exactly the same. Sorry. I can't keep a straight face through that one. No, it's not going to be every day. But you will have it. That's the thing. And I think so many people, once they've, you know, grown up a little bit, I don't know, they start to settle. I mean, I had. I mean, you know, when I got married, of course, everything was, you know, sunshine and roses. But, you know, as when you're together with someone for a very, very long time, your relationship changes. It evolves. It, I don't know if mutates the right word. That sounds so negative, but it, you know, it changes. And we just weren't who we were when we met. And then I find, you know, just dating around my city, that maybe they're there, but I have not met someone. Granted, it is COVID, so, you know, there's that. But I haven't met someone who's around my age and male and straight, who really wants that, who really wants, you know, still having wild, sometimes wild, passionate sex more than just birthdays and holidays. So no, I wouldn't be cooking you dinner. I'm actually not a great cook. But if you know how to prime me, and he would, because after all, he's my man. If you prime me properly, mentally, I will be putty in your hands. Oh, because that man is going to like me. He's evolved, but also kinky. But really, what I want more than anything, fuck. Oh, I want submission. I'm sorry, Glorious Dino. I'm sorry, Ready for Dan. But I truly believe that feminism is being able to do absolutely anything you want. And if that is sexual submission to a man, then so be it. Let's see, he's a good man. A good man, and I know I can trust him with my life, and knowing that, God, it just opens up this thing in me where it's like my access tips or something, because, you know, in real life, I'm, you know, pretty progressive. But I've never had that with someone in real life. And I want it so fucking bad. But it's not the kind of thing you pick up at a bar. It's not a FetLife thing. Someone in the same situation as me who wants to make up for lost time and have adventures and fuck. Yeah, fuck. I want a relationship where we fuck. And do all kinds of other things too. But fucking is the main thing. Yeah, like right now. Oh, fuck. Oh. It's like I'm horny, but it's been mixed into melted butter and just poured all over me. I'm just actually envisioning myself, which I would be very hot. Butter. I mean, the butter would be hot. I don't know, maybe some people would think I was hot. I guess I'm craving something salty, so I was thinking, butter, salty kind of thing. But, but where was I? Somebody like me. Somebody not like me necessarily, but, in the same situation. And the sex, all of the sex, too, yeah. But of course, this is my fantasy, so, we are very well suited for each other in terms of sexual appetite. Right, my fantasy. Nobody ever feels like they're not getting enough or being asked for it too often. We just, have those moments where we kiss each other, maybe, like just all friendly like in the kitchen. And then, how it's like something's triggered, right? Something gets triggered, and you realize that whatever it is, the chemistry or the sexual tension or whatever, I lost it. I lost it. Sexual tension. Fuck. I can't believe I had friends in college. We went to class like this sometimes. This is nuts. I don't know. It's getting... we're so sexy. Go back to sexy, right? Sexy, okay. Here we go. I'm bringing sexy back. Okay. I'll try to be serious. It's really no reason to be, but I'll try. But. Oh, fuck. I feel good. Oh, did I mention that I was naked? I am naked. Very naked. And it's a little chilly, not cold. But chilly enough. And my nipples are erect. I love my nipples. They are so sensitive. And I know there are some women who can orgasm from just nipple play. And I'm not one of them, but I think I could be. I think I could be in the right hands. Maybe they're your hands. Fuck. Oh, you know what would be so good right now? That Eminem scenario. God, imagining him lying here on my king size bed and I'm imagining one man in front of me who I am cuddled up against, you know, like he's on his back and I'm just my head on the shoulder, that position. But then there's more. Then the other curls up behind me and spoons me. Oh, that must feel amazing. I mean, yes, it's sexually hot, but putting that aside for a moment, just being almost completely covered by another person's skin. I imagine that must feel very safe. Oh, I'd love to feel that. Yeah. I don't think my nipples are gonna let me ignore them anymore. Oh, fuck, I have great tits. Just letting that sink in. I think it's a shame that we don't, as a culture, see girls masturbating the same way they, not see, but, you know, we don't, there's a stigma, I think, for girls, even now, masturbating. Maybe not now. I don't know. I'm far removed from my teenage years, but. Oh, fuck. It just feels so good. I just feel better, though. Oh, honey, behind me. Are you kissing my neck? Tugging my nipples. Twisting them, just like I like. Oh, I can feel your heart. Against my ass. And you are so hard. And you roll me over toward you. And you take both my wrists. Cross them and put them over my head with one hand. And I wouldn't move if you let go anyway, but you know that I like that tension of being held there. Oh. And you're talking. You're talking because you know. And if you are my man, you know that it all happens between the ears. You know that you need to tease me. Shock me a little during the day. Get me all warmed up so that when I come home, I'm kind of just soaking. So much so that we never have to use lube. I mean, we can, but you don't have to. Fuck when you get me like that. It just brings out the submissive in me. You let go of my wrists. And you give me a playfully stern warning not to move. And then you only kissed out my body. And you just gently bury your face between. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Fuck, I just rolled over onto my back. I feel not what I am. You would smile and still occasionally say something, even though you're devouring me. Oh, because you just get off on my trust in you, my willingness to bear myself to you. It's so wet I am. Trussie feels so good. Oh fuck. My clit is so swollen. Feels so good. So good. Oh, I just got my my clit sucking toy. I'm just imagining. You need to take your time. Because you're enjoying it. You get off on getting me off. Which is convenient because I'm kind of the same way. I don't want to hear you. I don't want you to grunt and groan. Whatever it is that you do. Whatever your noises are that tell me that your cock is hard and ready for me. Can do this all fucking day. But I wanna come. I don't wanna come for you. He stopped sucking my clit for a moment. You ask me something that you know the answer will be yes. So like, do you want me to keep going? And when I say yes, you look at me and for the first time that night, you say, oh, and that just goes through me. Because you know more than anything, I love being yours. Oh, I love being. Oh, we are fucked Oh, God. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Hard. Yeah. Oh. You gonna come with me? Oh, you gonna come with me? You gotta hurry. You gotta hurry, because I wanna go. Oh! Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh! Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, it's still going. Oh, it's still going. Oh! I don't feel like I want to come again. Can I feel my arms? Oh, God.